Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And today we're talking about the Girl Scouts. Pam Crawford is with us. How are you, Pam?
I'm doing well. Tom, how are you doing?
Blessed because you're here. You always to brighten up any kind of thing we're doing.
It's today it's the Girl Scouts.
And today it is indeed the Girl Scouts. And we got a lot going on. Just kind of give us the run through. What's happening? We got a stack of information here, so we're going to try to pack it in.
Okay, of course, the big reason we're coming at this time of the year is we're getting ready for our fundraiser on September 10th, Pearls on the Prairie out at Timber Oaks. But I decided I wanted to start with cookies, even though it's not cookie season, okay?
Because they're going to ask, what about the cookies?
What about the cookies? And there is going to be a new cookie in 2022.
There is?
Yes, it's called Adventurefuls, and it's a brownie-inspired cookie with a caramel-flavored cream in it and a hint of sea salt. And so be on the lookout late January, early February, when the girls start trying to sell cookies. And hopefully our girls will be able to do a little more door-to-door in 2022. Of course, 2021, we kept them at home pretty much and pretty safe. And but they learned how to do internet sales much better by doing it that way.
It wasn't exactly Amazon. It was just simply amazing.
Yes, you're right. That's right. And so anyway, be on the lookout for this new brownie type cookie in 2022. But in the meantime, I brought you some cookies.
Oh, goodness sakes. Oh, my. Look at that. That's a whole bag of
Girl Scout cookies. Yeah, here. Whole bag of cookies.
Oh, my. Yep. I'll just stick them right over here.
Okay.
Because I'm going to have to talk.
Yeah.
God bless you.
So.
Woo. I can feel my hair grow already.
It looks
sweet.
Like the office made me a bag that's got one of each kind. So hopefully one of those is your favorite.
Oh, indeed. I think they all are.
Okay.
Nobody knows that.
Okay, so that's the cookie announcement. Yeah. But no, the big thing, as I said, is Pearls on the Prairie coming up on September 10th, 6 o'clock, Timber Oaks. We are so grateful to Keith Brannon. He's the owner of Timber Oaks, and he lets us have the event out there, and it's a great event. Last year when I was here, we were talking about the fact that we were going to have the doors up on the side so there was air flowing. We went ahead and had our event last year in 2020, and it was very successful. Mm-hmm. We can, with the way things are today, we're probably going to have the doors up too. And also, I just checked the forecast yesterday. I think it's going to be hot, so I think we'll want the doors up to get some airflow out there. We're very excited. Ann Jeanette and Evolution are going to come back and play for us again this year. They were there with us last year, and lots of people just enjoyed sitting and listening to her music with her trio, and we're really glad to say we're going to have them back. Shorty's is going to do the food, so that should be yummy. And they're a favorite around here. We're doing raffles, a raffle again this year. We found that worked quite well. $20 for a ticket, or you can get six tickets for $100. And we've got some baskets that have some really great stuff in them, like OSU football tickets, Eric Church concert tickets, so down in Tulsa, Disney on Ice, Broadway in Bartlesville. We've had people be very generous and provide us some really good items. One of the ones that we're excited about is the axe throwing, the new place here in downtown Bartlesville.
That's kind of the rage.
It is. And I've never done it and stuff, but one of our committee members, Tricia, she's done it in Tulsa, and she'd like to win that prize in the raffle. So anyway, tickets are $50. They can contact the Girl Scout office at gseok.org. This fundraiser is huge for supporting the Camp Washashi area out here in this area. That is a huge asset to this part of the Girl Scout Council. We are very excited that we have got a telescope from NASA, and we are going to, but a lot of the funds will be used for is to build an observatory around it. Not one of those big monster things, but something that the girls can work on some of those STEM badges, the science, technology, engineering, and math, and we're very excited about that.
Wow, that is incredible. I love that.
Yeah, I do too. I think it is such a unique opportunity. Yesterday, I had the chance to talk to the new CEO. We've had some change in leadership at the Girl Scout office this year. Roberta Preston had been the CEO for just over 10 years, and she retired this year. Roberta was instrumental in getting us a new building down in Tulsa. That building has won architectural awards. It looks like it has a Girl Scout sash on the outside. It's a wonderful building. And she was instrumental in helping us get into that and into more into the STEM badges. The new CEO is Regina Moon. And Regina actually is familiar to Bartlesville. She at one point was involved with the Red Cross and leading the Red Cross in this area. And so she is familiar to the community and to some of our United Way agencies. The Girl Scouts mm-hmm. are a United Way agency. As I said, I had a chance to talk with her a little bit yesterday. And so going back to this observatory, this will be unique to the area. And she's already thinking about how does she create partnerships in the community to make that observatory available mm-hmm. for other organizations. So wow. That's exciting.
That is.
Yeah. So, the Girl Scouts are doing well. COVID was tough. You know, they had to figure out how to be safe about what they were doing, but we have continued and we're trying to get it all up and running again. One of the things Regina commented on yesterday, and it was news to me, I was proud to hear it though, is if you get outside the Tulsa area and Eastern Oklahoma Girl Scouts goes all the way across the eastern part of the state. There's two councils in Oklahoma. There's one in the eastern part of the state and one in the western part of the state. Both cover a lot of territory. You are correct. Anyway, if Tulsa's the big metropolitan in eastern Oklahoma, mm-hmm. but if you get out to the rest of it, the Girl Scouts have it broken up in 25 areas. And so we're an area up here. And because of the work of the committee that does Pearls on the Prairie, the work of the leaders mm-hmm. in this community, Camp Washashi, we have a building here, all these things. Regina commented that this is the number one performing area in the council, if you leave out the Tulsa area mm-hmm. and look at compare us to communities that are similar to us.
Yes, apples to apples.
Yeah, an apples to apples comparison. And that's exciting news. And that's a huge credit to the volunteers in this community that do things out at Washashi, that lead the troops for the girls, and even the committee that puts on this fundraiser. Because mm-hmm. it's three of us, plus our board member from the area. So there's four of us in total that make that happen with the help of the office in Tulsa.
Wow, yeah. That's amazing. You're able to pull all that together like that.
Just a little bit about Girl Scouts. If you got a listener who doesn't know history on the Girl Scouts or didn't hear me talk about it last year.
There you go.
The first troops in Bartlesville were in 1914, so 2 years after the Girl Scouts were founded. So uh-huh. Next year is the 110th anniversary of the Girl Scouts.
That's pretty darn good.
It is. In fact, I was sitting last night looking at these notes, getting ready to talk to you. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. I got to thinking about it, and 10 years ago, this coming March, we had a big fundraiser, we held it in the location of where the current Hideaway Pizza is right now.
Oh, okay.
So, folks who have been around Bartlesville for any length of time know that Johnstone Sayre building was involved with a fire in, about 2000?
Yeah, something like that.
Or 2010, something like that. They were still finishing the building at that point, but we convinced them to let us in the building.
Oh, my.
It was safe and stuff. So we had the fundraiser in this unfinished space that's now Hideaway Pizza to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Girl Scouts.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so I was sitting there thinking, wow, that doesn't feel like it's been 10 years, but it has been.
It has been.
So, as I said, it's a big council. We go mm-hmm. from go from the Kansas border to the Texas border here on the eastern part of the state. 30 different counties. We serve over 9,000 girls and volunteers across that area. Let's go back to cookies for a minute.
Yeah.
The first recorded cookie sale was in Muskogee, Oklahoma, in
USA,
in 1917.
Oh man.
So
we
are
going
I went
back
to Muskogee almost 5 years ago for the 100th anniversary of the cookie. There was a party down there, and I went.
Well, you had to.
Yeah.
You just had to.
You had to.
There were cookies.
That's right. So, you know, we talk about the cookies, and we talk about the that we all enjoy them. But the Girl Scouts at the national level and then down into the local level are quite aware that the cookie is more than just that yummy thing you get to eat. It teaches our girls about how to manage money. So financial literacy. It teaches them how to market their product. And some of them are very creative. If you've seen their booths and different things, some of them can be very creative to get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
So there's marketing in it. There's goal setting, because sometimes the girls use that as a, at the individual level, they set a goal that they want to sell 500 cookies, or they want to make a certain amount of money to defray the cost of going to camp. A lot of the troops set goals, and so they can go on a trip when they get to be in high school.
Gotcha.
And so the cookies are a lot more than just that yummy treat that all of us wait for every winter. It's teaching the girls a lot of skills that are valuable to them that when they grow up. I stop sitting here looking at me, and let's see, I do fundraising, and I have to come and talk to you on the radio to market it.
Yeah.
That's communication. I have to manage my money. I have to set a goal that I'm going to be down here at a certain time. So, you know, all those things that cookie teaches, we all apply in our lives as adults, too.
And you know something, when it comes to the art of selling, marketing, and everything, well, there's the sales component, too. And that young ladies sometimes kind of are a little shy.
Mm-hmm.
It breaks down that barrier quickly.
Yes, it does. It does. Every once in a while, I'll run into somebody
who's a confidence builder.
Yes, it is. It is. Well, and that fits right in with what our mission is, that Girl Scouts builds girls of courage, confidence, and character mm-hmm. who make the world a better place.
And all thanks to that cookie, it manages to get most of that done.
It does. We're more than camp and cookies. The camp is huge. A lot of the girls love going to camp. They get a lot of confidence out of being able to do a bow and arrow or getting in a swimming pool and learning to swim better camping. Being away from home, even for some of them, is a huge first step when they go to camp. So It's more than camping and cookies, because behind the scenes we're working on building those girls up in their confidence and their character.
That is great. I mean, you know, folks, this is a great thing to be a part of. My older girls were all Girl Scouts, and I got to tell you, we had cookies stacked up in our dining room and in our den for years.
So,
and it was just floor to ceiling. It was just incredible.
So were you a cookie distribution center when your girls were that age?
Or you could call it that, yeah. My home in Gainesville, Florida, for a while there, it was nothing but cookies. And you had to kind of find your way to the kitchen, find your way to the bathroom, find the dog to take him out.
Yes. I can remember one year my mother was the cookie coordinator for my troop, and our entire basement family room was unusable for a while because we had cookies everywhere. So
I was always prepared. That knock at the door was going to be some mom and a young girl about that tall.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. And so it's the beginning of the school year. Yep. We're starting to recruit. The information I have is that there's a recruitment event out at Sooner Miniature Golf tonight.
Oh, yes.
6 to 8 o'clock. And that is tonight. That was news to me. I don't have any little biddies at home. And it's not like I need to go to the recruitment event. Mm-hmm. But that is starting to come along. And then we hope if we can get them, we can keep them. This year we had a girl from a homeschool troop that got one of our scholarships from the Juliet Lowe Leadership Society.
Yeah.
Evie Lutton, I think I said that right.
Yes.
Maybe Evie, but maybe it's, I'm not sure if it's Evie or Evie. But anyway, Evie Lutton, and she had been a Girl Scout member for 14 years, a Gold Award recipient. That's our highest award, is the Gold Award. I was a Girl Scout as a girl, mm-hmm. and They changed the award name, but I got their highest award, and you know, I'm still proud of that, that I was able to do all the different things to get to that point.
Yeah.
So it's an honor, and so good for her. That'll help her with tuition, fees, books, room, whatever she needs to go to college. So big deal.
It is a big deal. If folks want to take a little read on the internet, where can they go to find out more about Girl Scouting and our part of the state?
Okay. The web page is GSEOK, Girl Scouts of Eastern Oklahoma.
Easy to remember.
And if you go specifically to a subpage for Pearls, you can find out information about the event. But if you just want to know what the girls are doing, mm-hmm. what the council is doing, that's a great site. The Facebook site has a lot of things on it for...
In the moment,
mm-hmm. yeah. And different recruiting events that are coming up and whatever. So it's... there's a big online presence, and if you're, if you see one of our posters around town, look at who all the sponsors are. I forgot to write down who the sponsors were, so I can't name off all of our sponsors, but we have had a lot of generosity from the community and the businesses in the community to ensure that our Pearls on the Prairie event on September 10th is going to be a good event, and we appreciate it. They've been very, very generous this year.
And thank you. I want to thank everyone involved with the Girl Scouts, sponsors, and of course,